وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَّبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ.
Never have we sent any prophet to a place without trying its people with adversity and hardship, that they may humble themselves.
ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ حَتَّى عَفَوْا وَقَالُوا قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Then we changed adversity into ease until they thrived and said, "Our forefathers had also seen both adversity and prosperity. So we suddenly seized them without their even perceiving it." After narrating individually the stories of how various nations responded to the message of their prophets, the Quran now spells out the general rule which has been operative throughout the ages. First, before the appearance of a prophet in any nation, conditions that would be conducive to the acceptance of his message were created. This was usually done by subjecting the nations concerned to a variety of afflictions and punishments so that they would incline to heed the words of warning and to turn to God in humility. But if the people continued to refrain from embracing the truth, they were subjected to another kind of test, that of affluence. This last test signaled the beginning of their destruction. Rolling in abundant wealth and luxury, in spite of their refusal to heed the moral admonition of their prophet, they thought that there was no God above them who could call them to account. This made them arrogant and vain, leading them to be punished by God.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِن كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Had the people of those towns believed and been God-fearing, we would certainly have opened up to them blessings from the heavens and the earth. But they gave the lie to their prophets, and so we seized them for their deeds.
أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ.
Do the people of those towns feel secure that our punishment will not come upon them at night while they are asleep?
أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًى وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
Or do the people of those towns feel secure that our punishment will not come upon them by day while they are at play?
أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Do they feel secure against Allah's design? None can feel secure against Allah's design except the utter losers. None can feel secure against Allah's design except the utter losers.
The expression makr signifies a secret design of which the victim has no inkling until the decisive blow is struck. Until then, the victim is under the illusion that everything is in good order.